Got all five kids going again today. Coach, kids, hey, are hanging right in there doing some great things, aren't they?
It was a pretty good day on Friday for us. All five of our guys advanced to Saturday. And, that was our goal going into Friday, was to try to get as many guys into Saturday, and to see all five of them do it was quite the accomplishment. I can't remember the last time that we had this many guys wrestling in the semifinals and the consolation quarterfinals, the heartbreak round, as it's called. It was a pretty special day, and it was no easy task. We had to fight out some gritty matches and, scratch our way, claw our way to Saturday. But our guys dug down deep, and they found a way. And, it was pretty fun to watch. And now we just have to regroup and refocus and hopefully come out today and, put on another good performance.
Start with Alec Langan. That young man's back in the semifinal round, Coach. A couple of nice wins, and one win away from getting another chance at a title.
Yeah. He's a focused and determined young man. He's got high goals for himself and high expectations for himself. And, this is his fourth trip to the state tournament. He's got two state medals, but, I think he knows that, the possibility of getting in the championship finals and possibly even winning that is within his grasp. And so, he came out, with, everything firing on Friday, and picked up two good quality pins over both of his opponents. And if he keeps on wrestling like he did, yesterday, and just the way he's wrestled all year long, I think he's going to do some good things on Saturday and, bring home another state medal. Another wrestler who fought really hard yesterday was Talon Campbell at 120 pounds. His first round match was against the kid from Hastings, Adams Central, and things didn't go as we had planned. That kid's a pretty good wrestler, and we came up a little bit short in that match, but he regrouped nicely and picked up a good win in his first round consolation. But in doing so, he injured his ankle. He rolled his ankle, and it's hurting pretty bad. But he fought through it, and then he actually won his second match as well, basically on one foot. And, that was a pretty impressive performance to see him pick up that win. But now he knows he's just one win away from getting a state medal. And so, hopefully he can go out there and suck it up and get that win first thing this morning. At 152 pounds, Tate Felber wrestled really well in his matches, came out there and won very convincingly in his first round match. He lost his second round match against the number one ranked kid from Ralston, who's a tough wrestler, but then came out and got a pin in his second round consolation match. And he's also just one win away from getting a state medal. He'll be wrestling a kid from Beatrice today. Kid from Beatrice is pretty good. He got first at his district last week. But Tate's, no slouch. And, if Tate goes out there and controls the match from his feet and picks up a couple of takedowns and get himself in the driver's seat, we feel pretty good about Tate's chances of winning his first match this morning. Alex Anthony at 160 pounds wrestled some pretty tough matches yesterday and lost in the quarterfinals against a kid from South Sioux City, but then came back and won his second-round consolation match against a kid from Scott's Bluff that he's wrestled a couple times already this year. The match was a little bit closer than what we would like it, but we told him, sometimes you got to win ugly matches down here just as much as you got to win the good matches. And that's what he did. Is he just dug down deep and found a way to pull out the win in the end. And hopefully he gets refocused, comes out with a lot of energy this morning, because he knows that, you know, he's very close from getting his first state medal, and that would be pretty impressive as a sophomore. And I know that that's one of the goals that he has. Then finally at heavyweight, Reed Steinbeck picked up a win in his first round match over a kid from Blair. But then in the quarterfinals, he was wrestling a kid from Waverly. And this kid from Waverly is ranked number one in the state. And it looked like it was a battle of David versus Goliath. This kid was the full 285 and, you know, just built like an ox. And this kid is quite the physical specimen. And Reed is only, you know, 210 pounds. And we actually caught the kid in the headlock and had him on his back for quite some time. But the kid eventually rolled out and got to his belly, and things didn't go so well for Reed after that. But we did put a scare in that kid a little bit. I don't think that kid's probably been on his back in quite some time. And so, you know, that was pretty exciting to watch and to see happen. But then he regrouped as well, just like the other guys, and came out and put on a pretty dominant performance in his second round consolation match yesterday against a kid from Fairbury. And now he'll be going up against a kid from Omaha Concordia, who's a pretty good wrestler, moves pretty well, but so does Reed. And so we expect a pretty hard-fought battle between those two big guys at heavyweight. And he's just like, you know, the other four guys or the other three guys in the consolation rounds. They're all one win away from getting the state medal. And so we're hoping to get, you know, as many of those guys through this morning. It would be great to send them out on the medal stand. As a team, we're sitting at 12th place overall. I believe we're 3 points out of the top 10. And, you know, that was another one of our goals coming into this tournament, was to be in the top 10. And if our guys go out there and wrestle hard like they did yesterday and pick up some big wins here first thing in the morning, we feel pretty good about our chances of finishing in the top 10.